It's Thursday, October 21st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The White House has unveiled its plan for getting kids aged 5 to 11 vaccinated once the Pfizer vaccine is approved for that age range. The vaccines would be distributed in pediatric offices, pharmacies, and schools. Kids are largely spared the worst effects of the virus, so the big hurdle will be getting parents to vaccinate their kids while there is already so much pushback. Sabrina Siddiqui, White House reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Sabrina.
Thank you for having me.
The White House has unveiled its plans for how to roll out the vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11 once it's been authorized. These vaccines would be administered at pediatric offices, pharmacies, and schools. Sabrina, help us walk through this. What do we know about the plan?
Well, I think that there's been a lot of anticipation for a coronavirus vaccine for children. As of now, it's only been authorized for those ages 12 and up. And so the Biden administration really wants to try and get out ahead of what we expect to be an authorization in early November for ages 5 to 11. And the key here is going to be persuading parents to inoculate their young children, given there is also at the same time, even if a lot of anticipation, also a lot of reluctance among parents to give the vaccine to their children. So that's why they're focusing on places that parents trust, like the pediatrician and their doctor's office, schools, and other community-based clinics, the kind of places where I think they feel that parents could have a conversation, get the information they need, and hopefully also just make it as convenient as possible for them to vaccinate their children.
Let's talk about that a little bit more, because there have been some surveys showing that a lot of parents say they're either going to wait or just don't plan on doing it at all. I think there was a Kaiser Family Foundation poll that said about 34% of them said they would do it right away. So kind of an uphill battle, I would think.
Yes. And, you know, that poll, I think, was one of the places where we actually really did see just how much there is a reluctance among parents to vaccinate small children, even though Pfizer, which is the one that has manufactured the vaccine for kids age 5 to 11, found very few side effects among younger children. In fact, fewer side effects among younger children who got the vaccine in their clinical trials compared with people who are age 16 to 25 and adults.
Right.
So, you know, I think that there is also going to be a public education campaign that the administration is going to push out. And they're, again, going to partner on that with state and local health departments, faith leaders, and really, again, try and get inside of these communities, because they really do feel like local messengers are a lot more trusted than the government telling you what to do. But, you know, this was an issue also with adolescents. You know, the vaccine was approved in May for kids over the age of 12. And there were still relatively lower rates of vaccination among adolescents. So it's really going to be key here for them to drive home the case that the vaccine is still posing a far significantly less of a risk than your child getting COVID. And I think one thing that will help them in terms of the urgency is the fact that there have been higher rates of hospitalization among young children due to the Delta variant.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that's only half of it, right? We know that kids are spared some of the most severe cases and hospitalization in a lot of times, but they do get sick and they can pass it on to other people. So that's kind of the other side of things. As far as the vaccine itself, it is a lower dosage. It's still two shots given 3 weeks apart. And you mentioned some of those side effects. In the 5 to 11 set, they didn't see any cases of myocarditis, which was one of those things that a lot of people were concerned about, too.
Right. Myocarditis was a rare side effect, you know, a heart condition that they found in some younger adults and some adolescents, but it was still rare. But that was something that sparked concerns among parents. And over here with the small children, with the trials, they did not find that, importantly. And they didn't even really find side effects like fever and chills among younger children, not among most of them. So, I think that that is something that you'll see them drive home, is just how safe and effective it is. And, you know, it's going to be important, I think, though, and this is something that will be on, you know, the administration as well as state and local leaders, to communicate, you know, how many other vaccines children are required to get when they go to school. And this is not even a requirement. It's going to be voluntary in most parts of the country. Only the state of California has said that eligible students will have to get vaccinated against COVID-19. And they're saying that that will take effect when the vaccine is granted full approval by the FDA. That's not even expected until 2022, because as you might recall, these are so far emergency authorizations that have been issued. So, you know, I think the other piece of this, you know, just to add to that point is, you know, schools have been such a battle politically and also just a source of stress for parents. Children are finally back in schools across the country, but there's been, I think there's been some fatigue. There are some places that are still enforcing mask mandates. There are other places that are fighting them. And there's all these mitigation measures that kids are kind of still living through every day when they go to school. And so I think a big part of the communication is probably going to be in order to safely keep schools open and also importantly to kind of bring a sense of normalcy back to schools, the only way out is really through vaccination.
And the administration said that they're ready to roll as soon as this does get approved. They've already bought all of the doses that they need, the millions of doses that they need for kids in this age range. So they're ready to go.
Yes, they are. In fact, they've already procured 65 million pediatric doses, which is enough to vaccinate all children ages 5 to 11 in the country. And today, White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients at a briefing said that once this emergency authorization is granted, which again, it's expected to be granted. So I'd say if and when it's granted right. in early November, they're prepared to ship out 15 million doses within the first few days after authorization alone. And they're going to be sending smaller batches of shipments so that primary care and pediatrician offices can kind of receive them and distribute them accordingly. They're also trying to ensure that everyone has all the supplies that they'll need and even trying to help with some of the cold chain storage requirements. So they're trying to make it as easy as possible. And I think, look, like demand is not going to, because of the reluctance, demand is not going to be the same as it was for adults earlier this year. But part of this is also trying to avoid having long lines and people struggling to find appointments. And so again, trying to plan for the inevitable and make sure that this is all ready to go from day one.
Sabrina Siddiqui, White House reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.